Council will please come back to order. And we're going to take up the next time certain, and this might be a first for this body. It is a 10:30 time certain, and it is now 10:30. Carla, would you please read item number 611?
Authorize a contract with Friends of Trees for community tree education, planting, and establishment services in the amount of $5,882,216.
Okay, would our invited guests please come forward, and I'm going to make a few comments. So with the Bureau team, today we are bringing a new 5-year contract with Friends of Trees to Council for review and approval. Investing in planting and establishing trees with a focus on low canopy, low income, racially diverse neighborhoods helps the city meet multiple goals. We increase the urban forestry canopy cover. We improve our stormwater management, and we reduce the urban heat island effect for vulnerable populations. Over the past 8 years, the Environmental Services Tree Program has helped to plant more than 40,000 trees. More than 30,000 of them have been planted with the help of community volunteers through a contract with Friends of Trees. 80% of the funding for this five-and-a-half-year $5.8 million contract will come from the general fund and 20% from the sewer system operating fund. The result will be just under 12,000 new trees planted, 7,000 trees pruned, and an annual canvas reaching over 80,000 households. Friends of Trees will partner with a number of community organizations to more effectively reach vulnerable populations, and its goal is to meet the equity goal of 75% service delivery in historically underserved areas. Today, I'm pleased to introduce Jane Vaccari and Jennifer Karps from BES, who will walk us through the contract before us. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you. Good morning, and thank you, Commissioner Fish and members of the City Council. My name is Jane Vaccari. I'm the Watershed Services Group Manager with the Bureau of Environmental Services. Joining me today is Jennifer Karps from the Environmental Services Tree Program. We're here today to request your authorization of a contract with Friends of Trees for community tree education, planting, and establishment services. BES has an 8-year history working with Friends of Trees to address citywide urban canopy goals, and we are pleased to have the opportunity to continue this partnership, which results in environmental and human health benefits and improves the livability of our communities. We have a few slides, and Jennifer is going to tell you a little bit more about why BES plants trees and the scope of this contract.
Thank you, Jane. Good morning, Commissioners. Thank you so much for having us today. We're excited to bring our contract to Council. So I'm going to reiterate some of the things you've already heard, but let you know who we are, why we're here, why we're in the tree planting business, and champion some of the success that we've had over the last 8 years working in this field. So BES is your stormwater and sewer provider here in the City of Portland, as you know, and we use green infrastructure, including trees, to help manage stormwater sustainably in service of clean rivers, healthy watersheds, and livable, sustainable communities. BES enhances the urban forest canopy to provide tree benefits more equitably. We'd like to help meet the needs of diverse and traditionally underserved communities to manage stormwater sustainably for everyone, but also to protect human health by reducing the urban heat island. Our activities, as you know, are regulated by federal, state, and local laws, and we've been in the tree planting business since about the mid-90s to help meet the regulatory requirements that we're obliged to under the Clean Water Act. We report on our accomplishments from the tree program, both the tree planting but also the outreach and education activities for our NPDES permit. And we also, through our activities of tree planting, are meeting multiple city goals that are outlined in multiple city plans, including the Urban Forestry Management Plan, the Portland Watershed Management Plan, et cetera, up through the Portland Plan, the Comprehensive Plan, and, of course, the Climate Change Plan and Preparation Strategy. Excited to say that, and this is the most current number we have, calculated very recently with a sharp pencil, we've planted 43,276 trees since we got started in fiscal year 08-09, and 75% of those trees, over 32,000, were planted under our current contract with Friends of Trees. For the upcoming contract, we did a competitive solicitation in accordance with City Code Title V. and the evaluation committee selected Friends of Trees proposal. Friends of Trees is an established and experienced nonprofit. They've been in the tree planting business in the city of Portland for 26 years. I should say they've been in the community building business through tree planting. And they build community by hosting community tree planting events. I think most of you have been to at least one of those. I know I've seen you there. And also tree care events. In the last few years, we've started to get more into the tree care business, where Friends of Trees helps residents to learn how to prune trees correctly so they can take those skills on and prune their trees as needed, since, of course, they're responsible to do that for the trees on their property and also in the adjacent right-of-way. And as we've said, Friends of Trees has planted over 30,000 trees in partnership with the city over the past 8 years. The established cost is just about $5.9 million. It's a 5.5-year contract because we're getting started a little before the fiscal year so that we can fund outreach and education. And then, of course, we've got a few months after the fifth year of planting so that we can do the monitoring work and get the monitoring report so that we make sure that the investment that we've made in trees pays off. The cost estimate level of confidence rating is optimal. We've been, as we've said, working with Friends of Trees for 8 years, and they have met their targets every year and, in fact, exceeded the targets of the current contract for tree planting. And as the commissioner mentioned, 80% is funded through the general fund, 20% through our sewer system operating fund. And just a few more items on the scope of the contract. We will plant just over 10,000 trees, and I put a star next to that. Depending on how the budget comes out, this number reflects the 5% reduction in general fund for fiscal year 17. If that reduction is reinstated, then the tree target will get to go up. We will structurally prune, as I mentioned, 7,000 trees, and hopefully incorporate more and more structural pruning as we move through so that each and every tree gets touched at least once. We have outreach and education goals in addition to planting and pruning. Of course, we need to get folks fired up about tree planting and help them to understand their responsibilities with respect to trees, help them to understand their requirements to get permits from urban forestry before they prune them, and that sort of thing. And also, I'm very excited about this contract because we intentionally drafted the RFP with an eye to equity, and we would like to very aggressively develop and strengthen relationships with communities with whom we already work, but also new communities. And we've earmarked just over a third of the outreach and education component of the contract to community benefit organizations so that they can help us do that work. And as you've also heard, our goal is to provide at least 75% service delivery in historically underserved communities. Over the past 2 years of planting, we planted trees 87% of the trees that we planted have been in low-canopy, low-income communities and communities of color, and we intend to continue with that work. And I'm ready for questions, if you have questions for me.
Thank you.
Excuse me. It's such an excellent presentation. There are no questions. But that's because we're saving our questions for the invited testimony. So it is, thank you, ladies. And we have one panel that we've set up, and I'll invite our three speakers forward. Luz Maria Vega, Rosemary Anderson High School student working with the Friends of Trees through the POIC Work Opportunity Training Program. Gustavo Rojas, a neighborhood tree assistant, and Scott Fogarty, Executive Director, Friends of Trees. If the three of you would come forward. And Scott, who would you like to kick things off?
I guess I'll go ahead.
Welcome. Yeah.
Thank you. Good morning, commissioners. Excuse me. I want to begin by thanking you for your investment in our community, in our green infrastructure, and in our environment. It's so great that we live in a place where each one of our city council members have actually come out and planted trees with volunteers with us in their community. And I'm pretty sure this hasn't happened anywhere else, at least that I know of. This contract extends the opportunity for community members to participate in the greening of our city, our neighborhoods, by coming together for a common good and sharing that common good. We thank you and the Bureau of Environmental Services for considering this proposal. We thank the community partners for participating in the delivery of an effort to keep our city vibrant and cool, especially in this day and age. We recognize the challenges to reach our aspirational goals of equity and inclusion, of being able to provide trees for all residents, regardless of the configuration of their yards or the size of their planting strips, and preserving those trees that are planted many years ago for the benefits of us today. As our society continues to face pressure from growth changing temperature, reduced snowpack, and water resources, we recognize that trees, especially in the urban setting, are great multitaskers, doing a variety of jobs that help us find solutions to the problems we face now and in the future. Our collective effort is about growing healthy community, and you should be commended for that. This is about growing a vibrant and diverse urban forest canopy, and you should be commended for that. This is about trees and people loving trees in Portland. And it was great to see in the previous presentation from Travel Portland that trees played a prominent role in their presentation, and I think that's just a great signal to the rest of the world that we love our trees right here in Oregon. Planners and developers used to cut down all trees in all situations. Whereas the city was once known as Stumptown, we now recognize the values trees bring, and we strive to protect them and increase their presence in our city as a whole, while striking a balance for the need to accommodate the increased population that's coming. We connect to trees in a way here in Portland that few other places can claim. That's what makes us unique in so many ways. Folks sit in trees to protect them, and children plant trees for their children to enjoy. And we don't know exactly why these connections exist. It's really unexplainable, but we do know that they exist. And it's as deep as the roots and as wide as the canopy. And your commitment to invest in healthy communities and a healthy canopy in the neediest parts of our city sends a message that you care about health, you care about our environment, you care about people, and are willing to show you care through your actions. The benefits of your actions today for the people of Portland will carry through generations and help us all live in a city that is green, livable, and healthy. We thank you for your thoughtfulness on how we're going to collectively continue to make our city grow and flourish. We appreciate your work and effort to achieve our lofty goals, and together we can accomplish much, one precious tree at a time. So again, I thank you very much.
Thank you. Shall we go to Ms. Vega?
Sure. Hello. I just wanted to start off by saying I'm happy to be here and happy that to be here and share a little bit about my experience with Friends of Trees. And I wrote a little speech because if I didn't, we'd be here for hours. So here we go. My name is Luz Maria Vega, and I'm 21 years of age. I have been involved with Friends of Trees for about 3 years, although it seems like it has been longer than that. I remember always seeing Friends of Trees signs all over Portland and in my neighborhood, but never really thought about it. Until one of my high school teachers, Lee, she is here today somewhere, spoke to me about a job opportunity, and it just happened to be with Friends of Trees. POIC and Friends of Trees have a partnership training for local youth as crew leaders. I started out as an assistant crew leader, then to crew leader. To this year, I was a program assistant for the crew leader training program. As a program assistant, it was my role to make sure POIC's assistant crew leaders knew what they were doing, to making sure everyone was on task and was going to be present for work. I have several great memories from Friends of Trees, but one that tops it off would be walking, driving through Portland and seeing Friends of Trees stickers, signs. I know, and I would say to myself, I know who planted that, because it was us. And it's even more amazing and rewarding to see that it survived. It lets me know we learned how to properly plant trees, and we were able to teach it to someone else. Planting trees in our city creates a healthy and safe environment, and it also brings our community together, which I think is very, very important. Having worked for Friends of Trees created a sense of happiness for me. It allowed me to go out of my circle of friends and create great relationships with my community members. I met people I've never seen before and that lives just a few blocks away from me. One of my goals in life is to become a teacher. Several of the people that I had the opportunity to work with on planning days were teachers. What better way to learn about my future career while planting trees? I was able to talk with them and gain insight of what it's like to be a teacher. I thank Friends of Trees and the partnership with POIC for allowing me to teach groups of people of all ages about how to plant trees, about trees and how to plant them. What better way to learn how to work with youth than to have fun teaching children of all, oh, I just read that, I'm sorry, through this crew leader training partnership. I realized that teaching is exactly what I wanted to do, and I couldn't thank Friends of Trees enough for giving me this opportunity of breaking out of my shell and realizing it. And thank you to all the volunteers who motivated me to further my education and teaching, because I wasn't sure for a while if I wanted to do that or not. And thank you. Planting trees helps build a stronger community by bringing neighbors together. It helps create relationships with people who you've never met and live minutes away from. It creates these unforgettable memories, like the tree that took almost five of us to move because the root ball was ginormous, or the time we spent talking and eating together after the successful planting in the pouring rain. The partnership between POIC and Friends of Trees has given me unforgettable memories. Again, thank you for your time.
Thanks for joining us. And you have a beautiful name. It's the my daughter and my mother-in-law both carry the name Maria. Awesome. Mr. Rojas, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. This is a very exciting opportunity to be able to speak to the council. Very exciting. I work with Friends of Trees very happily. Been working there for 6 years. I have been working with Friends of Trees since 2010. I remember when I was being interviewed for the job, being asked why I wanted to work with them. It was a very special and interesting question for me, since my previous jobs have been in government and education. Why Friends of Trees? For me, it was easy. I wanted to help save the planet. Easy enough, right? Hopefully, I'll be able to pay back the damage that I have helped create. And what a better way of doing that than planting trees? But I also wonder why more people weren't as involved, especially our communities of color. It seemed that there was more interest in white communities and less when we looked at areas east of 82nd. That was troubling for me, and I wanted to see how that could be improved. I am very happy to say that those areas are beginning to get more involved. I am especially happy and proud to see the increase in participation from areas like David Douglas School District. Having worked in that district as a bilingual liaison for Latinos, Asian, and African groups, I knew that those communities often feel disengaged or not even interested in what white communities consider important. But this has gone through an amazing change in the last few years. We have seen hundreds of these kids come out to plantings, finishing up splattered with mud and huge smiles on their faces. They are also involved in saving the planet, not only by planting trees, but also by becoming more engaged in their communities. This would not have been possible without the hard work and commitment of Friends of Trees and the Bureau of Environmental Services to bring in communities of all colors to participate in making our city a model for what people and trees can do to make our planet whole again. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, I have a couple questions, and then we'll see if my colleagues have questions, and then we'll take additional testimony. So the city, Scott, is, as you know, deeply committed to equity and to providing opportunity. And we got a letter, I think each of us got a letter from you updating us on your work and what Friends of Trees is doing. Could you just take a moment to tell us, in terms of your staff, in rough terms, where are you in creating opportunities for people of color, your board, and then what are your sort of goals in the years ahead in terms of partnering with community-based organizations and providing opportunity?
Sure. We have made a concerted effort over the past 5-6 years, actually more, 10 years probably, to diversify our staff. We recognized early on that the areas that we were planting in were not necessarily the areas of greatest need, but were the areas where folks really wanted our presence there. Since that time, we've increased our staff minority rate to about 23%, and we're looking to increase that even more in the future. Our board right now is about 15% minority. I believe we're 60% female on our staff and 50% on our board. So that has been a major focus of our organization in the past. As this contract goes forward, we have some great aspirational goals. One of our partners is here in the audience today from Verde. We've been working very closely with them over the past 8 years, not just on this contract, but on other contracts and opportunities that we've had to include communities of color, not just on our board and staff and volunteers, but also with revenues that are going out of our door. So it is a very concerted effort that we have, and we have some high aspirations to increase those numbers. And so I look forward to working not just with the community benefit organizations that we've worked with in the past, but also expanding that out to new and creative opportunities. One of those being with Portland Parks and Recreation, where friends of mine are with One World Soccer, and which make the indestructible soccer balls, which are actually quite cool. Like an elephant can stand on it and the ball will come back. And they distribute them across the globe to communities that have been in instances of warfare or where there are refugee situations. And they had 50 extra balls left over. And they called and said, can you guys do something with these? And through the through SOM and the World Cup Local Soccer Portland Parks and Recreation Group, we're donating those to that group. And we hope that that will be an inroad to help continue to work with them and with ERCO on some of our recent immigrants and migrants and refugees into the community and introduce them to what we do and hopefully have them participate in our program. So that's just one example of how we're being creative with what we're doing and how we're being inclusive with equity and diversity in the community.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, questions?
Can you remind us how long Friends of Trees has been an organization?
26 years.
And how long have you been partnering with Environmental Services?
Oof, that's a very good question. With this contract, 8 years. But prior to that, I know with both Parks and with BES, we had a small partnership. There were a minimum amount of funds that came to Friends of Trees through that. But not until the Greater Green Initiative did we really, the city, invest and double down in their investment in our urban forest canopy and our community building opportunities.
That was my recollection, too. And do other jurisdictions, governments, contribute to Friends of Trees in other places?
We're very pleased to say that in the state of Oregon, we have contracts with at least four cities, Oregon City, Salem, Eugene, and Corvallis. And outside of here, we have a contract with the city of Vancouver. Around the country, we are one of the few groups that has been able to work with our city government to have the city itself invest very heavily in the urban forest canopy. We're recognized as a model nationally, and other cities and organizations have taken up the mantle. Sacramento is a good example. San Francisco is a good example. Atlanta is a good example. So we here in Portland are definitely on the front end of that curve. And as the country is losing trees due to infestations and diseases, we're not. We're ahead of that curve. But we're seeing that those cities are looking to why we value trees so much here, and not just for the beautification values of them, but also for the health reasons and for economic reasons. A lot of cities are facing heat island effect, specifically like Chicago, for example, where lots of deaths are attributed to heat waves in the summer. So they have started a million tree campaign because they lost a great portion of their canopy due to infestation and beetles. So indeed, we are a leader in this front, but we need to keep ahead of that. As development is happening, we're seeing more and more trees come out. We're not going to be able to replace them one-to-one entirely, but we need to strike that balance as we go forward. So indeed, the city of Portland is a leader in this field.
And is it unusual for Environmental Services to be contributing to the payment rather than Parks or other entities?
Not necessarily. Again, this is a trend we've been seeing in the last 4 to 5 years, specifically the city of Philadelphia, which has earmarked millions of dollars of green infrastructure towards urban forest canopy, green space preservation in and around Philadelphia itself. They've won some national awards for what they've done. The head of their environmental services division has been very specific about the areas where those trees are going. Again, they're in mostly minority populated areas that have very low tree canopy cover, have very little access to parks. The trend, I think, that was started here, because I've been asked this question a number of times, has continued to expand around the country. Again, I think we're leaders in the way that we look at the reduced costs of, for example, stormwater collection and distribution through, instead of putting pipes in, by looking at green infrastructure. And many, many other jurisdictions are starting to look at this as a way to fund these kinds of campaigns in the future. They're recognizing the value that a healthy urban forest canopy brings to the environmental services, to stormwater reduction, to heat island effect reduction. I know one other city, for example, L.A., where...
I don't want to edit you, but we're also going to lose Dan at 11:30.
So that's right. I forgot.
I want to make sure we get to
it. We get to the vote.
I'm
just
making the point that other cities also have to comply with the Clean Water Act, have to comply with the Endangered Species Act, and that's therefore why stormwater and sewer rates are appropriately used, even though for our ordinance here it's 80% general fund but and 20%. In other places, there's even more investment from environmental services like organizations.
Yes, that's true. And I can get you a list if you'd like. I have that. I just, it's not right here at my fingertips.
You gave me plenty of information.
Okay,
thank you.
Great. Thank you.
Other questions, colleagues? Thank you all very much. Carla, how many people signed up?
We have just one, Mr. Charles Johnson.
All right. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you all.
If anyone else would like to be heard, come forward. Johnson, Mr. Hippolito, welcome.
Sure.
Alan, welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Good to be with you all today. And as always, in the words of your friend and mine, Ray Espana, it's a blessing to be with you here today. I just wanted, in response to your question, to talk a little bit about the work we have been doing together with Friends of Trees, other community-based organizations, in anticipation of this proposal. Oh, sorry. My name is Alan Hippolito. I work for a nonprofit organization named Verde. We serve communities by building environmental wealth through social enterprise, outreach, and advocacy. Thank you. As we know, trees can do more than protect the environment. They can educate our youth. They can create jobs. And as we've seen in the presentation and in the testimony from Friends of Trees, it can build community. So we've been working hard to set a goal about how do we get these resources out into community-based organizations as well. So our pursuit of equity is not just about diversifying our environmental organizations, but it's about building the environmental capacity of our culturally specific organizations. So I just wanted to share that we've worked really hard to develop some goals about getting roughly 20% of this contract value out into the pockets of low-income people and people of color, the businesses they work for or they own, or the community organizations that serve them. We've got some important work ahead, but we have a lot of commitment from all people around the table to make that happen. So I'm excited to share that with you today, and I'm excited about this opportunity.
Thank you very much, Alan. Welcome.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Charles Johnson, and it was very encouraging to hear the gentleman from Verde speak about equity and inclusion. But one thing that I'm greatly concerned, when we see an almost $6 million contract around trees, I think many people in the community are concerned that Friends of Trees or Verde will, after receiving this money, be slightly discouraged from advocating against the killing of heritage trees. We know that this council has struggled with the tree ordinance, but that trees are still being killed, chopped down, so that developers can increase density in sometimes dubious ways. So I hope that you as commissioners in your conversations with the people of Friends of Trees and Verde will make clear that they're still encouraged to work with everybody who feels the need to sit in a tree, whether it's in East Moreland or North Portland, and to make sure that the canopy that's on private property, the canopy that's on lots that developers want to fill from edge to edge with a building by chopping down trees, that everybody who works with Friends of Trees and Verde can safely do their job and still engage in frontline activism as people do what's necessary to limit the actions of developers who are overzealous about removing the tree canopy that makes their city the city a place where people want to come and live. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Does anyone else want to be heard? Please, ma'am. And by the way, let's acknowledge, I guess these are volunteers or staff members from Friends of Trees who joined us. Thank you for taking time out to be with us. Welcome.
Hi, my name's Neva Knott, and I'm a crew leader, volunteer for Friends of Trees. I've been planning with them for about 5 years. I also have a master's in environmental studies, and I run a blog called the Ecotone Exchange, which is focused on presenting positive stories about the environment. And what I want to talk about today is the aspect of tree planting plus community building that creates a situation of empowerment for people in face of climate change. In my research and in my work as an environmental journalist, I rarely find stories or situations where people feel empowered in fighting climate change. People either are choosing the head in the sand approach or leaving it up to government to find some big fix or just denying it altogether. But what Friends of Trees does Saturday after Saturday is shows people that there are simple, common sense, everyday, hands-on solutions to fighting climate change, and that putting trees in the ground is one of the easiest ways to empower ourselves in face of this global environmental crisis. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, this is an emergency ordinance. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Councilman?
Well, it's great to continue this longstanding relationship with Friends of Trees, and they really are demonstrating how important it is to have green infrastructure in addition to pipes and pumps and all those. We need to have trees for all the benefits they provide to all of our residents. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you so much, and I was appreciated your referring to the fact that we are losing trees to infestation and disease around the country, and that unfortunately is going to accelerate as a result of climate change. So it's all the more important that we double our efforts to plant trees that can survive, both to maintain the canopy, partly as a way of addressing climate change, as you said. Thank you so much. Aye.
Fritz.
Well, thank you very much for the presentation, for all of the good work that's been done, and for the partnership with Friends of Trees. I hope that we can soon come to agreement with Environmental Services and Development Services, Parks, Transportation, and the Mayor's Bureau of Planning to look at updates to the tree code and a package of amendments that we could do. And the one that struck me during the presentation was that if we've trained volunteers to be able to prune trees, perhaps those volunteers could be signed off so that they wouldn't need a permit every time they go out and do that. That's just one of the examples of some common sense things that I think we could do to improve the tree code, and I hope we're going to be able to get to that project in the next fiscal year. Thank you so much for all of your work. Aye.
I want to thank Jane Beccari and Jennifer Karps from BES. I want to thank our good friend Scott Fogarty, the leader of Friends of Trees, and Mr. Rojas and Ms. Vega for taking time to join us. I want to thank the volunteers and staff of Friends of Trees who are here today. And as my colleagues have said, this is a wonderful relationship that does very important work in our community. And I deeply appreciate the engagement with the community to make sure that we're sharing the extended benefits of this contract with everybody. And we look forward to seeing your good work over the years. Aye. Okay.